Here's a question from Nishanta Leela. She writes, we understand that we have to hear according to qualification. Is this true for praying as well? Srila Prabhupada said, first deserve, then desire. But for example, in Gopal Guru Goswami's purport to the Mahamantra, it says, O Radha, please let me see your pastimes with your beloved. So what should be our attitude? Should we rather just pray for qualification, or we can pray for such things even at a beginning stage, keeping in mind that this is our ultimate goal that comes much later? All right, let's talk a little first about first deserve and then desire. By the way, just to give an immediate answer, is it true for praying as well, to pray according to qualification? The answer is yes. First deserve and desire, what does that mean? It means that we should desire just a little above or the next step from what we have achieved. In other words, the example that I've given is that as one is walking up the stairs, when you've walked on the first stair, that having achieved or deserved by dint of your energy, stepping onto the first stair then gives you the right to desire to step onto the second step. And when you've deserved, you've made the effort to stand on the second step, then that qualifies you to step on the third step, and so on and so on. So deserve and then desire. For that reason, devotees should desire and they should pray for the next stage in their Krishna consciousness. If, for example, someone can't even follow the four regulative principles, in order to pray to see Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radharani is an offense. It's an obstruction. It's a attack on the house of devotion. Devotional service is a very systematic, very pure, very valuable thing that's protected by Bhakti Devi, and one has to take the path which is chalked out for us by the acharyas. One cannot just simply jump in at any stage and whimsically try to achieve some exalted position in Krishna consciousness. It will not work like that. That will simply be to one's own detriment. So my prayer, my immediate prayer, should be to achieve my next step of devotional service. If I don't follow the four regulative principles, then my prayer should be, O Lord, please give me the strength, the inspiration, the vision, to be able to follow these four regulative principles, for I know that without them I'm not on firm standing in the practice of Krishna consciousness. And when one follows the four regulative principles, then one will be following them anishta. In other words, there's still so much unsteadiness, just as a child who learns how to ride a bicycle, but still he's wobbling like anything. He's going down the road and he's riding on his bike, but it's wobbly. So that wobbly means anishta, and one has to be steady. And when one has unsteady devotional service, then we pray to Krishna, please let my devotion be steady. Let me control my mind. Let me control my senses. Let me control my tongue. Those are the prayers a devotee has. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we're oblivious and we don't know that the greater goal is to go back home, back to Godhead. And when we go back to Godhead to see Krishna in his pastimes with Srimati Radharani, the cowherd boys, the cows, Mother Jashoda. And that greater desire must be there, because it's that greater desire that inspires us to go forward. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya. We practice devotional service with the idea of achieving perfection, of achieving bhava bhakti, so that by bhava bhakti, then we can become qualified to actually see these transcendental things. So the smaller desire within the greater desire. And because we have that smaller desire, which is our immediate desire, and we have the greater desire, which is the ultimate desire, therefore we have our immediate prayers, which are in the context of the greater prayers. we should know about that. Sometimes devotees say, don't tell me anything about gopis. I don't want to know anything about Krishna's pastimes. No, those things should be known. But you cannot get away from the issue of balance. You cannot get away from the need of intelligence in order to keep a perspective of what it is that is our ultimate goal and where it is that we are right now, so that step by step we can get there. And we hear in order to know what our next step is, and we pray in order to be able to achieve that next step. Because by praying we invoke the mercy of the Lord. Both of these things have to be there. And if we don't pray for the next step, but we pray for the 2, 3, 4 steps up, then it's too big of a jump. You can't jump up a flight of stairs all of a sudden. You need to go one step at a time. So yes, we pray to go back to Godhead. We pray to be able to understand those exalted things that are written about by Srila Prabhupada and found in the works of the Goswamis. But we keep them at a distance within our mind, within our prayers, because they are at a distance, because they are at the top of the stairs, and we're at the bottom of the stairs, or at the middle of the stairs. And it's only when we get to the next step, just before, that we actually, that becomes our main prayer, our main meditation, and our main aspiration. So in her last sentence, then Nishantalila said that, can we pray for such things even at the beginning stage, keeping in mind that this is our ultimate goal that comes much later? Yes, that's how we should pray. We should keep things in context. And in order to keep things in context, context means you have a certain position at present and you do things in relationship to where you are. That means the devotees must also be able to judge what is their position. In order to know my position, one has to have transcendental knowledge. He has to avail of himself, as the teaching Srila Prabhupada gives in his books. One must be honest in order to be able to really judge one's own position and not be artificial, either thinking I'm too advanced or I'm never be so advanced. That's a real disqualification. And one should have good association with advanced sadhus who can also from outside objectively see where we are and advise to us the subject matter we should hear about, the subject matter we should pray for. And of course, prayer must be accompanied by effort. It's not that we pray, and don't do anything. Like, for instance, in certain religions, people are praying that they're going to go to the kingdom of God, and yet still they're killing living entities, not just animals, but they're killing other human beings. What is the question of them going anywhere? That type of prayer is a farce. So prayer means that there has to be effort that must accompany that prayer. And the last thought, as mentioned earlier, it's also a mistake not to pray, not to aspire, to use the excuse that I'm not so advanced, I'll never get there, I'm just fallen, as a reason for being fallen, for staying in a certain position, because by that type of mentality one will certainly regress and go back down. These are some thoughts. Hare Krishna.